I haven't even done a mic check yet, and you are literally forcing me
I just want to get to Grilled. I am starving.
We have commitments, babe.
I'm here. I'm ready to rock and roll. It's 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night, and I am ready.
Well, you seem a bit hangry.
Yes.
You seem very hangry.
I am hangry.
Why are you hangry?
Because it's 6:30 p.m. on a Friday night, and I want to get to Grilled, and you're making me do a podcast.
Drop the attitude.
I'm here.
I love you.
I love you too. Happy Friday. Are we recording?
Happy. Yeah, of course we're recording.
Welcome back to another episode of The Source, guys. Thanks for tuning
in. With Don and
Matilda Louise Robertson.
Hey.
That's my middle name, by the way. Fun fact. I feel like it's everyone's middle name.
Louise.
Louise is the most common middle name to ever exist.
I have never met another Louise in my life before.
Really? It's not something you ask people.
Well, you can't then go make a statement and say that it's the most common middle.
I can. I'm saying that you wouldn't necessarily ask someone what their middle name is, but you put this out to the public and everyone is going to write back and say, my middle name's Louise. It is 100% hands down the most common popular middle name there is in the world. Maybe not in the world, but in my circle.
What's your circle?
I don't know, but it's very common.
No, you have to. How did you get to that conclusion?
Oh, it's not a conclusion. It's just a straight fact. Everyone back me up. Send Don a DM and let him know that your middle name's Louise, even if it isn't. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. Why are you like pointing gang signs at me? Like
I'm delusional. I'm so hungry.
You are on another episode right now.
Go on. Keep going.
No, I'm not even trying to start a fight right now. I'm just saying.
I'm not fighting. I'm having banter. Oh, this is fun banter.
I just saw like the fingers pointing up in the air and I thought.
I feel like I'm in 8 Mile or something.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought you were in an Eminem concert.
Oh, 8 Mile was so good.
I actually watched it the other day on a plane. Where were we?
What?
Yeah. On our last trip.
What, in December?
Yeah, that was
We haven't been on a plane for a long time.
I was on a plane last week to Melbourne, if that counts.
Oh.
But I definitely couldn't have finished an episode of 8 Mile on that trip.
On your trip to Melbourne.
Or maybe I watched that on Netflix.
Do you know what I did watch on the plane? Brittany Murphy, she was in 8 Mile, her documentary. If you guys haven't watched that, I don't know what streaming service would be on, but give it a Google and it is so good. Brittany Murphy was like my favorite actress.
Yeah,
R.I.P. That was crazy. Yeah, I think everyone did. She was so cool, and it's a really interesting story about her death.
Sad story, actually.
That really changed direction.
What was it about?
Her death. Her husband.
Wasn't it like a drama between her husband
and the
mum?
No, I'll tell you about it later off air. But guys, go watch it. It's really wild. What are we talking about today in the pod? Brittany Murphy.
We're here. To inspire and motivate anyone
to turn up. Honor your commitment.
Even if you don't have anything to talk about.
Go to work.
It's like, if you don't want to go to work, just show up.
Think about Don and Till wanted to be eating Grilled on a Friday night, but no, they did a podcast.
And we came here to lead by example. We do not have a topic to talk about, but we're just going to talk shit.
Yeah, Don wants to talk about the Super Bowl because he isn't a fan of Rihanna.
No, I am a fan of Rihanna. I was just disappointed at the performance. But then, like, Till really got into my head about this.
Which, the idea you shut down many a time. You need to mention that you shut me down time after time when I said, no, we need to stop comparing Rihanna to Beyonce. Rihanna is not Beyonce. Rihanna can show up anywhere, not do a single thing,
You sound like such an angry news reporter right now. Like, you're fighting for Rihanna.
I'm being passionate.
You're so passionate today.
This is my podcast voice.
No, I love your podcast voice. Is this which version of the podcast voice is?
It's today's version. Rihanna can show up, do a few sexy faces, and that's it. And that's enough. It's Rihanna. Let everyone else do the work. It's fine. I love it. I'm obsessed with her performance. Plus, she's a marketing genius. Do you know, I sent you the TikTok today. You wouldn't have watched it yet.
Because I was working all day.
Rihanna, like Fenty was the most mentioned brand that day. Like it's like facts in the world of facts and numbers and et cetera. It was like 800% increase of like sales
of brand
or like,
awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
A marketing genius. Because you don't get paid to do the Super Bowl. Do you know that?
Really?
They don't get paid. I don't know. Like when we were all watching the Super Bowl
in the office.
100%. This is a fact.
Where did you see that?
No, don't question it. It's a fact. So you don't have to pay for the actual performance. So Rihanna didn't have to pay any money. They cover that and they have like an $8 million budget or something. That's where that $8 million
they don't take anything from that.
So Rihanna, the fucking boss, thought, okay, well, you're not paying me for my time. I'm going to use this exposure and do the biggest ad for my brand and my product that is in the world. Halftime at the Super Bowl, and she blots her face with Fenty blotting paper. What a fucking queen. That's incredible. That is marketing genius. marketing genius, right?
No, it is. She also marketed her baby.
Yes, she did. But she didn't do it for long enough, so we're all a little bit confused by it. But congratulations to Riri. But
Till, Riri, if you ever listen to this.
I'm sure she's listening.
If you're tuned in today and you listen to the Gone Until podcast from Sydney in Australia, you have a very big fan right now who's advocating for your Super Bowl performance, your marketing strategy.
Rihanna's the concert I've been to the most out of any other performer. Did you know that? I've seen her 3 times.
I thought it was Drake.
No, I've only seen Drake once.
Oh, wow.
I've seen Rihanna 3 times.
I know your dad's obsessed with Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm not like Rihanna. I'm not like a, I am a Rihanna fan, but I am more of a fan of other people. But I just happened to see Rihanna 3 times with Renee in Perth.
She must have got you at the marketing.
She did. And I bought the Fenty blotting paper and here I am on my way to Super Bowl. So who knows?
I don't know. I think like the rest of the world, I was sort of expecting a bit more. I think
you expected Beyonce.
No, I was expecting like this really insane performance, but then
the Fenty show.
After you got, yeah, I really think that's what it is. And then I think you said to me, well, she doesn't really perform much in the Fenty show, or at least the first one or two.
No, she hasn't performed for 6 years. That was like, I think it's 6 years. That was like her first. I feel like sometimes I just like spit these things that I think are facts, but maybe it's not 100%. But I do know for a fact the Louise comment and the Super Bowl, they don't get paid. But Rihanna didn't.
I'm actually going to fact check the Louise.
Yeah, I invite you to. I would love you to. Rihanna didn't perform for like 6 years or something. Plus, she's pretty heavy pregnant. So she did well to get up. She was up high.
Yeah.
I would not do that unpregnant. No way, Jose.
So like the rest of the world, after a couple of sessions on TikTok and after my wife convincing me that it's one of the best performances ever, I started seeing it differently and I can concur. I think the performance was pretty freaking amazing and it was on brand for Riri. I think she killed it.
She's just so sexy and cool.
I was really hoping that Jay-Z, this was my prediction. Firstly, I predicted the opening song. Thank you very much.
So did I.
Secondly, I was predicting a feature or two. I thought, you know, at the very least, Jay-Z would come out.
Do you think it's funny that they say, bitch, better have my money when, in fact, Super Bowl does not pay you? So she's like, Super Bowl, have my money.
She's firing a shot. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be such a homecoming moment if Drake came out and did a feature?
He would never because they're exes.
And then I was like, okay, it's probably way too soon for Kanye to come out on Run This Town. So
I was listening to a podcast actually and they were saying that unfortunately because Drake and Rihanna, you know, got together, we will probably never experience a Drake and Rihanna collab ever again. And that sucks. I mean, it's great for them because I'm sure they had a real great time, but
wait, why wouldn't they?
Because they're exes. They don't get along. Rihanna said Rihanna does not like Drake.
Yeah, obviously.
And isn't that so sad? Like, that sucks because that.
It sucks for music.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. But also, going back to Rihanna's marketing, I love how we were talking shit and now this has flipped to a marketing podcast. But do you know after the show, they put on, like, all the activewear that the backup dancers, they're not backup, are they? That her dancers were wearing is for sale on the Fenty website. All of their outfits are for sale on the Fenty website. They had a breakdown of what makeup was on everybody's face and then you could clickable links on the Fenty website.
My goodness. Are you serious?
Yes. That entire performance, you can shop it on the Fenty website. Wild. She is so clever.
That is genius.
She is a businesswoman.
Genius.
Yeah. You can do it all and it's all available on the Fenty website. Like she marketed the shit out of that. Like that's unbelievable.
I'm actually shocked.
I know. I'm glad that you haven't watched a TikTok that I sent you today.
I'm actually perplexed. I didn't even expect that at all.
It's so cool.
That's so smart.
She's like, a clever girl.
Wow. I mean, I did notice that one little scene where she took out, was it blush or was it
blotting paper?
What is that?
Blotting paper.
What is blotting paper?
Gets rid of the shine because you get like shiny because she's not dancing a lot. She's on stage, I guess.
Wow.
So genius.
So in other news.
What else did you get up to this week? You had the shoot yesterday. How was that? I didn't attend that because I had work to do in the office.
It was unbelievable. So guys, we did the shoot for the campaign. It's called New Elements featuring AW2. So we're doing an internal collaboration, an internal two collection collaboration.
An internal Drake and Riri collab.
It's pretty sick. Like I think it might be one of our best campaigns we've ever done. So we shot at this remote lake house in North Sydney. We actually had to catch a boat to get to this property. It was insane. So it was like this old vintage cabin style house on this hill and I kind of explained to you guys where it is, but We took the whole team out yesterday and we just had this
in a little
incredible
dinghy.
We had to catch a little
only accessible water by taxi.
It was like one of those scary movie. You know those scary movies, those horrors, when like a bunch of people rock up at this old abandoned haunted house. And by the way, the house smelled like
old abandoned haunted house.
It's not the kind of place that I would have wanted to stay at night. And by the way, I didn't tell you, when the water taxi driver picked us up, the swell had come in and the waters became rough. And he said, if we waited any longer, they wouldn't have been able to catch us until the next morning.
So you would have had a sleepover with the entire team and the models?
With the whole team.
Wow.
In this little house. Could you imagine?
And it's not like it was a lived-in house, right? Like, so it's like empty. It's not stocked with food and supplies.
No, we would have had to catch some fish and
coffee.
So it was a very interesting experience, but the campaign we did was amazing. I'm really proud of the team. So that drops next Friday. But I did miss you. Till had planned to come with, but last minute we decided it's probably not the best idea to bring Daisy on the boat.
Yeah, well, I thought we were going on like a yacht or something.
Did not read the brief.
No, I don't really read the briefs, unfortunately. And then don't tell my boss that. But I thought when I saw the footage afterwards, I thought, yeah, I don't think Nanny could have handled that boat ride. But then the thing is, I have so much to do in the office as well. I think that's sometimes hard to kind of separate the two, is that like my job isn't really on the campaigns. Like, I do a lot of like the PR, the marketing, that kind of thing in the background.
It also always depends like who we bring on the campaign. So if we have like, you know, some talent that, you know, Till works with, or some influencers, or some models that Till works closely with, she'll come on the campaigns as well.
I like to be there to see my friends. to hang out with my friends.
And your dog.
Yeah.
You hang out with your husband and your dog at work. So sometimes it's not Till's best use of her time.
Unfortunately, it wasn't yesterday. I had to write a million ads.
We have this girl that works with us. Her name is Anita. Anita, we love you. But Anita is the most organized, hardworking person I've met, and like everyone
ever. It's a big statement to make when your wife is sitting across from the table.
Like I said, Anita's a really hard worker, but she's so smart. She runs the performance marketing side of what we do. So like all copy, all ads, all everything comes into her department. But Till is the master copywriter. So whenever there's an ad to be run, or whenever there's any copy for the website, Till has to write it, but it all comes from Anita.
When I was little, I used to want to be a journalist. Like, I loved magazines. I loved Cosmo. Was probably my favorite. Cleo was okay, but Cosmo was like a little bit more like sexual, so I liked that one. Like, it was a bit more grown up.
What was it?
Cosmo.
Oh yeah.
Cosmo, Cleo, Dolly. It was like the Dolly to girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was that like a little bit more juicy. So I wanted to be a journalist and I wanted to work for Cosmo. That was my goal in life. But then for some reason, because I was quite good at English, you could never tell, but for some reason, my mom and my dad said to me, if you are a journalist, you'll just end up on a farm, which there's nothing wrong with being on a farm, but I wanted to work for Cosmo. So I was confused and I don't understand the relevance of that.
Why did your parents say that?
I don't know, but I guess I'm grateful because I wouldn't have worked in recruitment. I wouldn't have met you. This wouldn't be my life if I was a journalist on a farm.
We could have literally have gotten a farm together.
But so I did want to be a journalist, and now I spend my days writing copy.
So your dreams have come true.
They have.
And we have been spending a lot of time on farms lately.
This is true. No, the farm wasn't part of the dream. Parents, you may have misunderstood that.
So your parents know what's up?
Mum and dad, you know.
You have.
It sounds so weird saying mum and dad, like in the same. My parents aren't together. So like saying mum and dad in the same sentence, that's weird. So funny. It's so normal now though, isn't it? Like most people's family dynamics aren't so mum and daddy.
I know. It's such a weird world we live in. But I that is way too much to unpack for this podcast.
This episode is just called Talking Shit, I think.
Yeah, hey.
I hope you guys don't mind it.
Guys, today,
go on.
We are only here because we are proving to you we're going to show up.
We're going
to
show up. We're going to turn up. We're going to do it.
We're
going to eat burgers.
We're going to eat burgers. We showed up like we're honouring our commitments. My wife is giving me filthies. She is so hangry right now. So
I'm trying my very best.
No, you've done super well. Usually at this point, you would have solved, I think.
Well, you are doing some things that are pissing me off, but we're live on, not live, but we're on air. So I'm not, I'm just choosing to.
You know, I can pause this and edit.
See over that. See, you know what, guys? The amount of times I'm going to spill the tea. Here's some tea.
Oh, go on.
You ready?
No, I can pause.
You know what it is, though.
Go on.
Don and I don't fight as much as until we're on a podcast. That's the only time we will have an argument or a bicker. Like, I will jump in, like I'll be talking and then I'll say like cut that out. And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, please.
It, because I can't.
Dramatic.
We've got to continue the flow the whole time.
I like the flow of the conversation.
Though. Yeah. No, I do too. And I've learned, I think I've learned my lesson. Oh, I just keep going, keep chatting.
That's just like my
style. A bit of banter. But also as well, I think because of my mindset, like in what I do is like PR, right? So I'm very much like, I'm conservative of what I say. I overthink things. That's my role in Stacks as well.
When?
Don't you think? Though, is like, I'm very much like, if you come to me with an idea, I will tell you the negative.
No. That's one thing that I think like I'm so proud that we've navigated through, because usually guys, when I have a crazy idea, and you can ask anyone that works in the office with us, like sometimes the shit that I come up with is on another planet. And most of the time people are going to embrace and we're going to try it out and we're gonna entertain it until Tool gets involved. And she brings people right
It's because people always stand up to you, whereas I come out all guns blazing.
But that's Tool's role. Tool's always been the filter in what we do. So whenever there is an idea that doesn't really meet criteria standard, Tool's going to put us back in our place.
I can kind of see it from both perspectives, and I try and think of things that Don presents or anyone really presents from both perspectives, from it going really well and going really bad, and just making sure that it's not going to be perceived in a way that it's not supposed to be, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's the filter. We need that. I mean, yeah. that's your absolute role. But listen, we don't fight.
No. We just get a bit snappy on the pod sometimes.
You get snappy at me.
But usually it's because one of us is hangry. That's what we posted the other day. Like, we were driving. It was probably Friday again, going to Grilled. And one of us was like, I said something, and you're like, this is really pissing me off. I'm just trying to work out if I'm annoyed at my wife or I just need to eat.
Yep.
And I think that's something that all couples should really take on board. Are you annoyed at your significant other, or do you just need a burger? Because I'm not annoyed at you, but I damn sure need a burger right now.
It's literally, you know, when you're hangry, I think that's one thing about us that we've sort of really navigated through. We're really just trying to understand what our feelings or our emotions are.
Yeah, most of them are hunger.
Usually whenever you're shitty towards me, it's because you're hungry.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm often hungry, so I'm sorry.
So it's a lot.
It's a lot to deal with, but highs and lows, I guess.
You win some, you lose some. All right, guys, well.
We're off to get a burger.
We're off to get a burger. It's a Friday afternoon.
It's absolutely Friday night, by the way.
No, it's only 6:47. The sun is still shining.
Daylight savings does not change. I still
have a couple of emails to wrap up on.
I'm leaving. I'm driving myself. I'm catching an Uber.
Guys, we love you so much. Thanks for joining the podcast, and we'll be back with amazing content next time.
Bye.